it's also time for the bonus hour with us.
Come on, Don Kleppen.
I'm not going to do my exercise class stepping with Kleppen anymore. Shame on him.
You know, when he started that, Don Kleppen started that at Curves. He was doing it once a month, the first Wednesday of every month. And we said, Don Kleppen, this will never take off. Next time I go in, there's over 500 people in there for Steppin' with Kleppen. 500 people, Wendy. That guy knows how to pick up on a trend.
He does.
Yes, he does.
All right, well, welcome to the show. I have a big warning. We didn't have showtime to commit to this today.
I hope it's an algae-based warning. I hope it is.
Yeah, this is really scary. I have a dog. There is, I would say, 70, if not 85% of the audience has some kind of pet.
Oh, is that true? I didn't know that.
How do you know that? Because there's... I could find out.
Did you ask everybody?
No, I think like...
Just roughly that number seems right?
Somewhere between 60 and 80% of people have pets.
Pet owners. I didn't know that.
There are some that don't.
Yeah.
Some that, you were off the other day and we learned that Mary Vandeveld and Kim Gordon are our grand dog parents. They don't have their own dogs, but they watch their kids' dogs on occasion.
Oh.
Which might be the way to do it.
Yeah, I think it is.
Last year, we went to a family reunion in Indiana, and I decided to bring the dog.
What I want to say is, oh, you're one of those people, but I didn't.
Okay, but can I ask? I asked everybody in advance if they'd mind. We were just going to a lake area.
Yeah.
And it was just a picnic. It wasn't anyone's house.
Right.
And I said, you know, Kona's still a puppy. Do you mind if I bring him? We're going to bring one of those little tie-outs so he can just, you know, be tied on a long lead. And everybody in my family is pretty much a dog lover. Yeah. Oh, great. We get to see him.
What if one person said, no, I'd appreciate it if you didn't. What would you have done?
I would have said, well, I'll stay home with him then because I don't want to leave him in the crate all day. Mm.
They would have created a family incident.
No, they would have said, thank God she's not coming. We should have said this years ago.
Why didn't we know this forever ago?
yes, my Indiana cousins were there, and I said, no one cared. They all have animals or like them.
Can I tell you why I asked this? When Terry and I started dating, whenever there was an event at her parents' house, some of her brothers and sisters would bring their animals, and then they would fight the whole time.
Oh, that's
And I would
fun.
Say, they know this is coming because it always happens. Why do they keep bringing their dogs and cats? Because they always fight.
See, that's not fun.
No.
Like, when I go to my in-laws, when we had Tiki, Tiki was older and not as rambunctious.
Oh, yeah.
Kona's still kind of a puppy at a year and a half. He really is. And Tiki was just the best dog ever. Sorry,
Take
Kona.
That, Kona.
Sorry.
Do you tell Kona that or
yeah,
as well?
I told him yesterday.
You don't even compare to my first dog. Not even close.
You cannot wear his collar.
Nope.
No, he'll get there. Just right now, whatever. Anyway,
I don't think he will. I'm pretty sure. My money's on he won't.
We'll see what happens. And so I would ask actually Jim would say, hey, can we bring, it was his parents, so he's like, can we bring Tiki? And they have a huge yard, and they're like, sure.
Yeah.
And Tiki was really good. Now it's like, well, maybe we should bring Kona and... Well, if you'd like to, but
you
it was
can
like,
tell they don't want him.
It's just he's a handful now, and they have a cat, and it's too much. So I wouldn't ever bring a dog thinking it's going to make anyone else unhappy or uncomfortable.
Right.
So this was just an outdoor park. We weren't going to stay that long, so I'm like, I'm going to bring him. Well, I had never taken Kona swimming, and so it did kind of say no dogs in the lake, but I went to an area. You couldn't have the dog at the beach, but obviously there are different parts of the lake where dogs swim in.
Yeah.
So I went to a different part, and we let him in, and it was really cute. The boys and Jim and I were just kind of laughing at him because he didn't know what to do, so he was just kind of like walking around just like snapping at the water.
Oh.
Like, oh, like this Pac-Man? Is interesting. Yes. Yeah. Like, this is a giant water bowl I'm in. I don't know what to do. It was really cute. It was really fun. And I kept him on the leash the whole time because I'm kind of a nervous Nelly. Like, what if he swam to the other side of the beach and I couldn't get him?
Yes.
And at one point he started swimming and I'm like, that's really cute. And that was it. And
that's so cute. Nowhere near as cute as if my original dog had done it, but still so cute. Did you say that to him?
No. I don't think Tiki knew how
Tiki
to swim.
Tiki could have dove in off the high dive, but what you're doing is awfully enjoyable, too.
Tiki, you know, would have had that look where he had the little Speedo on and the big arms.
Yeah.
Big front paws, I guess
you
I
want
should
a piece
say.
Of this? Huh? Look at these guns.
Kona will get there someday. Mm-hmm. And if not, then.
I don't think so.
Next dog. Anyway, so I read something on Facebook that like made me sick to my stomach when I read it. Somebody took their dog on a hot day over the weekend to a lake to go swimming.
Not the lake you went
no.
to, but a similar lake.
Yes. And they went with their family, like, oh, it's 80-some degrees. Let's take so-and-so for a little swim. So they went to the lake, and the dog was having fun. And then they're in the car on the ride home, and I'm just recalling this information from a post I read earlier. And the dog started vomiting and having some digestive issues and was not doing well. So they called their vet and said, listen, we have to bring the dog in. Something's wrong. And by the time they got to the vet, it was, it did not make it. It's like it was brain dead. And evidently there's this toxic blue-green algae that is in some of the lakes and waters, which I'm already afraid of the flesh-eating bacteria that you can get. So now, blue-green algae or cyanobacteria are photosynthetic bacteria that are a natural part of the aquatic environment. Blue-green algae are often present in Illinois lakes in small or moderate amounts, but they can grow and proliferate very quickly in warm, fresh water that is rich with nutrients. And it's, listen, whether you believe in climate change or not, it was really warm. There was a big heat spell here when I was in LA. Mm-hmm. I just missed it.
Mm-hmm.
That makes it grow.
So, but for it to affect a dog from the start to finish, how much time elapsed? An hour and a half?
Something like that. Most blue-green algae is harmless, but the production of toxins is what makes an algal bloom harmful. There's a toxin called microcystin.
So this wouldn't affect people, right?
Well, it can cause illnesses in young children, the elderly, and people with compromised immune systems, as well as animals.
Yeah.
Symptoms of exposure to algal toxins. Did you go to school with a guy named Algal Toxins?
I did.
Include rashes, hives.
He was horrible at phonics. Nice guy, just awful at phonics, Wendy.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
So symptoms are rashes, hives, diarrhea, vomiting, coughing, or wheezing.
But not instantaneous, because the dog, I think you said the dog was enjoying himself.
Well, as he was swimming, but then in the car on the way home.
All hell broke loose.
Yeah. If you see a potential harmful algae bloom, avoid the water and notify the Illinois EPA. Do not swim or wade through algal scums and villainy.
Why'd you look at me? I wouldn't.
That's
you don't
just
have to
an
warn
ugly
me.
Word.
I know that.
Isn't that an ugly word?
Scums? Well, sometimes it's applicable.
Do not boat, water ski, jet ski, or fish where algal scum is present. Always shower off with soap and water after swimming in a lake, river, or pond.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I have not done that. We went to our beach club last weekend, not this past one.
You didn't shower afterwards?
I showered when I got home, but I probably should have showered right then and there.
You want to shower, much sooner.
And then I licked my arm.
You're not supposed to lick your arm. It says it right on the warning sign. Do not lick arm after swimming.
Do not let dogs drink, eat, or lick algal scum off their fur, and wash your dog off with clean water immediately if your dog swims or wades in water during an algal bloom. But I don't know how to figure out if the algae is blooming.
Can't you ask somebody, or would the lifeguards not know?
Well, some of these lakes you don't.
Right.
Listen, if there's a lifeguard sitting up there, you can bet your bottom dollar that everything's safe. But do they know?
I think the mere fact that there were warning signs saying no dogs is a step. No?
No dogs on the beach.
Oh.
Water. And that was 2 years ago.
But the dog would have to get to the water from the beach.
No, there are various parts of the lake on the other side that you can access through a boat or go fishing or whatever.
Oh. And that's the part you went to with your dog?
Yeah, but I my dog didn't have this. This is some dog who went to,
is this in Illinois?
Austin, Texas was one of them. And this person Melissa Martin is trying to tell everybody, be careful. It's toxic algae. And in North Carolina, two women took their dogs to play. They began having a seizure.
The dogs did?
Yes.
Yeah.
So Texas and Wood Creek's Lake and Lake in the Hills. That's here, isn't it?
I think so.
Was closed for nearly a week after toxic algae was discovered. 2 years ago, the St. Charles Park District warned dog owners to keep their pets out of the water after the toxic algae was found in a pond at a dog park.
Wow.
So someone has to be monitoring this.
Every once in a while at the beaches in Evanston, there's some warning where they don't let you swim for whatever reason. And I always, always obey those warnings. But whenever I go, you always see people down the beach a little bit just going, ah, it's just a warning. I can still swim in the water. But I go, no, there's kind of a reason that warning's
absolutely
in place.
Absolutely.
It's not to hurt your feelings.
No, sometimes they have, like, the bacterial count is so high because pigeons and other seabirds
use
poop.
Yes. Yep.
Have fun swimming in that.
Nope. Nope.
But sometimes the bacteria is higher than others. Sometimes they're...
I put a giant inflatable dome over me when I'm in the lake so that no birds can come near me.
Well, no, they still poop in the water.
No, I have a talk with them before.
No, you don't. I know you just don't like to think about it.
I don't let them. We put some ground rules in place as soon as I get to the beach. I call all the birds over and I go, look, I get it. You guys live nearby. I understand that. But for the next 2 hours, stay clear.
I hate to tell you this, but fish poop in the water,
too. No, they do not.
And probably babies. See, when I start thinking about that, it's a wonder I ever go into a swimming hole anywhere.
Well, I think I've told you this before. My grandfather used to do this thing whenever we would go swimming with him, either in the lake or in a swimming pool, where he would dive underwater, come up, and then turn his ear slowly to the left, and then water would cascade out of his mouth. Like he was a fountain. Put me away every time. I saw it 1,000 times. I would still laugh at it today. If I saw him do it today, I wouldn't be able to help myself. It worked because it really looked like he was controlling the water flow by moving his ear. But then, like, as an adult, you go, oh, there's all kinds of crazy stuff going on in the water. What are you doing? What? Don't do that.
But back then, we didn't really think about it. It was we didn't.
It was magic.
I mean, I don't want to think about what I think about. It's amazing I ever go in any body of water other than my bathtub. Not even my own bathtub will I go in it. I have to take a shower.
I wouldn't go to the bathroom in a lake or swimming pool for a million. Somebody said, here's a check for $1 million. All you have to do is relieve yourself in the pool. I wouldn't do it. I couldn't do it. I'm too decent.
But there's
nobody else.
No, there was that study that like 75% of people do it.
What's wrong with people?
I got to tell you this, and I, you know, my niece, Kara, my very first niece I ever had, and she has two kids, and I just have to explain something to you. Her first daughter, Addie, you know, your first kid, you're very particular, and you're worried about things, and like my firstborn, Michael, you know, I used like a fresh napkin, paper napkin, every time he'd dribble, so now the kid goes through like 80 napkins when he's doing stuff. It's like you're just kind of freaky about your first kid, but then by the time the second kid comes, you loosen up your grasp on them a little bit. And so Kara's second kid, Micah, just turned 2, and he was in the water at our beach club, and he was sucking his thumb.
Mm.
And so I was thinking, you know, that's probably not a good idea because, like, his hands were in the water, and now it's going. But I didn't know she's hearing about it right now for the first time because I didn't want to be that mom who said, you know, because I hated when people did that to me. And usually the second kids have better immune systems because you don't care as much.
Right.
Oh, God, I would let Dylan do whatever he wanted. But Michael, you know,
are you chewing on a gasoline pump? all right. For 4 more minutes and then you have to stop.
I went down the slide with Michael till he was like 4 years old, but Dylan was, I don't know, 4 months old. I'm like, go ahead.
You're fine.
Yeah. But I saw him sucking his thumb, and I'm thinking, that's probably not a good idea.
Yeah.
But I didn't want to alert her.
Right.
But, you know, I don't know what's going on in these lakes and water areas.
No, it's not good.
Because we've heard some things like this flesh-eating bacteria and that it's like becoming like it's not chlorine is not working to end that, and now there's this blue green algae, and I want to know where you when it turns toxic and what you look for.
Right,
so
right.
I just don't let your dogs go swimming in a lake and watch your kids as well.
Solid advice, Wendy. Solid advice.
That's What's Hot and What's Cold, sponsored by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60-Minute Map.
We'll take a break and then some news. It's all sponsored by Blue Green Algae. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.
All right, it's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. I put that warning out there about the blue-green algae, and I was wondering how you can tell if it's present. Can I just give this information before
Please.
We do the news with Ryan?
Yes.
Harmful algae blooms may appear as a thick scum layer or green paint on the surface of the water. Can be a variety of colors such as blue, green, or brown. May have a foul odor. Most blue-green algae is harmless, but the production of toxins is what makes this algal bloom harmful.
Mm.
So if you see some kind of foam that's not white, it's blue, green, or brown, I don't know, maybe you should stay out of the water too. Definitely if you have a weakened immune system.
Right, definitely. All right, thank
All right,
you. You saved some lives, Wendy, is what you just did.
I hope I have, because it's hard to tell a dog not to drink the water.
Sure.
And a baby.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Thank you, Ryan.
Thanks, Radio's Ryan Burrow.
What you eating, Bill?
I wanted to tell you now and laters, but not, I'm not having it all now. I'm just having a little bit of it now, and then later I'll have the rest. On Friday's show, you were not here. So
I listened, and you had something, some people, some funny name of the podcast that I can't remember, but it was really entertaining to listen to.
Oh, yeah, for the game show?
Yeah.
Yeah. Early in the show, we had on NBA great John Sally.
Saw the picture.
So here's a little bit of background, and then I'll tell you why I bring this up. On Wednesday, on my way home, Mary, the assistant programmer, called me and she said, hey, what do you think about having John Sally on the show? And I go, absolutely. What's the circumstance? So she said, he's promoting this food fair and he'll be in. And I'm thinking to myself, I've loved, you know, I'm a basketball fan. I'm not a fanatic. I don't know everything, but I do know some interesting little tidbits about John Sally. I know that several times during his career, and he was an amazing basketball player, he was ready to retire. There was one time in particular he was ready to retire, and the Bulls were in one of their runs where they were going for the championship, and somebody over at the Bulls said, let's get John Sally. That's like the last piece we need, and it turns out they were right. He came in, and he was amazing. They signed him to, I think, a 10-day contract.
That's it?
Which is, yeah. In some sports, they have, basketball is one of them, they have this situation where if you're just trying out a guy, you can just sign him for a 10-day contract, and if it doesn't work out, okay, he played for 10 days. You paid him the minimal amount of money. Everybody's happy. You just
part your
ways.
It's like a per
diem
kind
of
thing.
Yeah, but he came in and he was so great that they kept him for the rest of the year and then through the playoff run and into the championship. I also know that at some point he decided to retire, and then there was an offer in Greece, and he went out to Greece, and he played in Greece and stuff. I just know these little fun things that I've always wanted to say, yeah, if I ever meet John Sally, right? So Wednesday, I get the call. Will you have him on the show? Absolutely. I knew you weren't going to be here, so we didn't have to clear it through anybody else. Yeah, John Sally can come on the show. So he comes in with some people from this fest, and then Jasmine was not here. We had Cassara was filling in for Jasmine. So she comes in, and she looks like somebody hit her over the head with a log. She just looks like she's dazed. And I go, what's wrong? She goes, well, John Sally's here, but I don't know what's going to happen. I go, why do you say that?
What do you mean?
Evidently, he had just come from doing the WGN TV morning show.
Yeah.
Right? And that happens all the time. It's never a bad experience over there. It's always a good experience.
Yes.
So she said, how did things go on TV? And he goes, oh, horrible. And I'm wondering why. And I say,
Hoover's fault?
Right. Who did wrong to my friend John Sally? I said. So according to him, they kept asking him, and I quote, here's a quote here, questions about basketball and the Bulls, and I don't want to talk about basketball or the Bulls. This is with 2 minutes until we're going on air.
Well, that's a big fat oops.
That's all I was prepared to talk to him about.
Excuse me, but we're in Chicago. He's John Sally.
Right.
Even I knew he played for the Bulls.
Yes.
I mean, at least just to create some small talk, then you talk about the thing he's there to promote.
Well, I then went into survival mode, which is, and we've done this with other guests. Remember, we had this kid on from Glee, and we were all excited to have him on, and then his promoter said, oh, by the way, he does not want to talk about Glee. No talk about Glee. So like the true professionals we are, we asked him about things that were not Glee. And then once he liked us, we go, hey, I know you don't want to talk about Glee, but I'm just curious. And you throw out a Glee question or two.
And then he was willing to talk.
And then he was more than willing to talk. So I wanted to ask John Sally about Glee. No, I didn't.
Wanted to warm up to that.
Right. So
we do have a way of enabling that.
Right.
Really, because it's just right. All about, they want to see, I'm sure they've been pranked and,
yes,
you know.
Right.
So they want to make sure we're good people.
Right.
And then
once we establish that we're not, but we can pretend to be good people.
Right. We're not here to hurt them. Though.
Right.
They know that.
Right. So my plan is to do that. You know, I'll ask him about
Glee.
I should have. But then Kasara explains, the girl filling in for Jasmine, explains he will not answer any questions about the Bulls the NBA. He doesn't want to talk about it. So then the game was, how do we talk to John Sally for 30 minutes and not bring up basketball or the Bulls? I think I pulled it off.
What did you talk about? I got to listen to the podcast.
We talked about a lot of other things. I mean, we certainly talked about what he was here to talk about, vegetables and plant-based
foods. It was Veggie Fest, wasn't it?
It was Veggie Fest.
He's behind the Beyond Burger.
He's connected with it in some way.
Yeah, he's...
But then the other trip up for me was, I hate the word veggie because I think it's deceptive, because somebody years ago said, wow, we've got vegetables and they're just kind of laying there and no one wants to eat them. Let's call them veggies and then people will think they're their friends.
I love veggies. I love vegetables.
You love vegetables or the word?
I love the actual vegetable.
Don't you feel like that word, though, is guiding you down a path? Come on, they're veggies. They're fun. You mean vegetables? No, they're veggies. They're your friends.
I'm not opposed to any vegetables, except I don't really like peas.
No, me neither.
They're just like...
I like pea pods.
I love those.
Enjoy the casing.
Peas are just a bunch of mush in a skin.
I'm with you 100%.
I mean, I guess they're sweet. I guess they're nice. They're good to look at in a Vesuvio, as Buzz Kilman used to say.
Yeah.
And they're good in a pot roast, just a few of them for color. But I would,
right?
As
but
a kid,
sit there
I
eat a
peas.
You ate a bowl of them
as a kid. Yeah. Whatever came with the TV dinner. No, I'm kidding.
That's not even like there's some vegetables I wouldn't even entertain even the slightest thought of eating. But then everybody goes, but if they're veggies, yay, they're fun. They're here for you.
All right, but see, you're opposed to probably a lot more vegetables than you are a fan of.
Right.
Okay, like, honestly...
You'll eat most of them?
I'll eat all of them.
All of them?
Brussels sprouts, radishes. So, to me, I'm not thinking they're trying to make veggies sound cute, so I'll eat them because I like them.
But why else? Like, when we were kids, that word did not exist. There was no word veggies when we were kids.
Yeah, I guess.
It was vegetables. That was it. But then somebody thought...
H of vegetables!
We'll make them more presentable
Veggie
by calling
tales.
Them... Yeah,
that's when it happened.
I think that was right around... Yeah. Right. That was a step in the right or wrong direction, depending on how you're looking at it.
I don't care.
So I did talk to John Sally about that to some extent. And I also know he is, although this was another thing he didn't want to really discuss much, but he gave us a little, he's connected with cannabis-based product.
Cannabis or CBD?
I think cannabis.
Okay.
I think it's cannabis. But he didn't want to go into great detail. He gave a little bit of a broad outline of what that meant. But he really wanted to talk about how vegetables... And I have to say, as much as I don't like vegetables, and I don't, there's very few that... I love lima beans. For some reason, I'm a huge fan of the lima bean. But almost every other kind I don't need.
That's very much like a pea. It's just shaped differently. It's a little firmer. Do you like lupini beans?
I'm not sure what those are.
Those are the Italian, they a lot of times come with an antipasto tray. Where
I do like those.
They have a skin and you have to just squirt them out. They're cold.
They're fine. Yeah.
I love those.
Here's the weirdest thing about me with vegetables. Like, walking through the produce section, here's me at the produce section. I won't eat it. That makes me sick. I would never eat that ever. It's just like that. But if they're in Asian food, if they're in Thai food or Chinese food or Japanese food or you name it, I'm all in. Keep them coming.
See, and I walk down the produce aisle and I'm like, I should try that. Oh, I could put that in there.
With the Asian vegetables?
Yeah, the bok choy. Yeah. I love all that stuff.
So good.
I like turnips.
I'm out. Can't do turnips.
I love no radishes, way. Too. I swear to God, I like to go home and have a bunch of radishes dipped in kosher salt.
Really?
I just
That's
it's
a
just,
snack?
You know what
or a
it
meal?
Is?
Is that a snack or a meal?
No, it's just when I get home, I need a little something, and it's just the
a
crunch that I like.
A radish-based pick-me-up?
Yes, yes.
I need a pick-me-up, but it has to be in the radish family.
I just
How
love
about radishes?
It.
Okay.
For years, though, they had a bag of radishes. You could
yeah, I've
it.
Seen bag of radishes.
I can't remember the brand name, but they've been the same thing forever.
Sure.
Those are okay, but I now buy the ones in a bunch.
Yeah.
Because they're just crisper and fresher.
Yeah.
And I think I like salty things.
Yeah.
This is how sick I am. I had a bag of gummy bears, which was very good. I wish that was a bag of radishes.
You'd
I would
rather
have
radishes
had that.
Than gummy bears.
I love them.
Didn't see that coming.
I know.
Jicama, your thoughts?
It's okay.
Yeah,
I'd eat
I like it,
though.
Yep. Yeah. I do enjoy that. So Mexican vegetables, I'm in. Every Asian vegetable. There's not a single Asian vegetable that I won't eat
Bean
and enjoy.
Sprouts.
Y'all love them.
I do, too.
Love them. Water chestnuts?
I hate those.
Oh, Wendy, I
you
could
found
eat a
one.
Thousand of them.
I could have one, but then when I'm dishing out the beef chop suey to my family members. Michael likes them, so I take all the water chestnuts and put it on Michael's plate.
He gets them all?
Yeah, because I don't want them.
Love them. I would just have a side order of those.
Why don't I like them? Because consistency-wise, almost exactly the same as a radish. And I
you
like the crunch
the
of the radish.
You could say the same with jicama. It's in the same...
That has an unusual flavor.
Does it? Yeah.
Maybe I've not had raw jicama.
I don't think it,
bean sprouts, bamboo shoots,
yeah,
I love.
Yeah.
Hearts of palm? Those are in salads. I love those.
Is it purpley?
No.
Is that hearts of palm?
No, that's just in a salad. I'm sorry. It's not an Asian food, I don't think.
Oh.
They're really good.
But why would I be so not only willing, but excited to eat any Asian vegetables, but the American
Because you like Chinese food. And you trust whatever they put in it.
Yeah, probably. That's probably
it. I mean, as long as there's a shrimp and some...
What is this? It's a cap. I don't care. I'll eat it. It's delicious.
Flavor is fantastic.
It's so good.
You just love Asian food.
I do. And if I go more than 3 days without it, I'd start to look anemic. Did you ever notice that? Did you ever see me where it looks like I might pass out? It's because I've gone 3 days without it.
Do at least... All right, be honest. Average, how many times do you have it a week?
Either for lunch or dinner?
Yeah.
On average, 3 or 4 times. Sometimes more, sometimes less. But like, I'll go, there's a place near me that does lunch specials where it's essentially the large portions of whatever kind of Chinese food you want. It's slightly smaller, but not a lot smaller
for
half the price.
And then you get the egg roll and the fried rice and stuff?
Yeah.
You get home in time for the lunch special?
Yeah, it goes till 3. So I'll order a couple things and then just keep them in the refrigerator and have, that's 3 days worth of lunch if I want it, you know? It's excellent.
My Chinese place closes, 2 o'clock is the cutoff for the lunch special.
You're getting cheated. You need to find a place that stays open till 3 for the lunch special.
I do like, because then you get the egg roll.
Yeah.
A lot of times you can choose the fried rice, and I'm just like a beef chop suey girl. I like that a lot.
Yeah.
Or chicken cow is good.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess I.
But I would say, honestly, 3 or 4 times, either for lunch or dinner, sometimes for both.
The same day?
Yeah, but sometimes like
different
restaurants.
Items.
Different items, okay. Different restaurants. Yeah. Yeah.
What other food do you eat as much?
There isn't any food I eat as much as Chinese food. Or and I shouldn't just say Chinese food because sometimes it's Thai food, it's Cantonese food, it's, you know.
This is how sad my existence is. I had, for some reason, a very big craving for like a garlic ginger kind of chicken.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought Thai food would be the way to go for
Absolutely.
That. And there were a couple of places that weren't open yet. And I was so hungry, I couldn't wait for dinner. So I did the orange chicken. And you know what? That took away my craving.
Oh, it did?
It's not garlicky. And it's not very gingery.
No. No, 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 no.
So this was like a week. This is almost 2 weeks ago. I have to have some kind of garlic ginger chicken.
They didn't have any Thai places when we were kids.
No,
there wasn't
never.
A Thai restaurant anywhere. I never saw one as a kid.
No, it was Cantonese food
right.
is all you saw. That's all.
Right. That was, yeah.
That was it.
Basically it. I still remember the first time my parents went to a restaurant that was a Szechuan place. And Szechuan is the hottest, spice-wise, it's the hottest of all Asian foods. But they came home and they were telling me about it. They go, it's like Chinese food, But if it's like your Chinese food was on fire, and I go, and that was good, and they're both like, it took some getting used to, because it's really, really, really spicy.
Do you like really spicy?
No, I like... I don't.
Pretty bland?
Not bland. There's enough flavors for me
flavor,
to...
Flavor, but you flavorful. Don't like hot to be hot.
I don't need it to be really, really hot. Do you ever see that pepper that's like purplish brown that's in some Asian foods?
Oh, yeah, usually those Thai are food. Hot.
I had never had one before.
You're not supposed to eat them, aren't they? Just in there for seasoning?
They're in there for seasoning. You're not supposed to eat them. You can, but it
you're cruising for a bruising.
Yeah. So this was...
You're trying for a crying is what...
You're trying for a crying. Not quite cruising for a bruising, but you're trying for a crying.
Because you will cry from those.
Oh, yeah. They're very, very, very hot.
No one told you not to eat those?
Not only did anyone tell me not to eat them, this is one of my first dates with Terry. She said to me,
God.
We get some dish that has those around the perimeter of the bowl. And she said to me, have you ever had these before? I said, I have not. She said, do you like caramel? I go, I love caramel. She goes, these are caramel rods. She goes...
She is not nice. That's probably when you decided this is the girl for me.
Yeah.
As that soon is as... so mean.
It's mean. Yeah, it is.
There's no
I was going to try to find a way to defend it, and I can't, because she took somebody trusting and vulnerable, me, and, you know, the weight of my heart is caramel, so she knew that. So I bit on it. I held it in my fingers, and I bit on it, and I can still taste it. And that was 30-something years ago. It was so incredibly hot. There wasn't enough. Like, I'm drinking water after water after water. She's cackling.
That's
she thought
not
it was
funny.
Very funny. Well, I learned a valuable lesson that day. She is not to be trusted.
Although my wife, there was a date,
my
too.
My wife is not to be trusted. No, that was like, that wasn't even our second. That was a 6, 7, 8, 9 dates in. It's the first time we ever had Thai food at the same time.
That's just so mean.
No, but it established a good pattern for the future. Like, I knew I loved
don't
her.
Don't trust her.
But you can't trust her.
It creates
obviously.
Some mystery, I'll give you
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you never know. Right. You never know what's real and what's not real
or
anymore.
What's around a corner.
Right. At any time. So true.
Someone has texted 630. I thought it would be fun to have a meal with Wendy. This discussion may have changed my mind.
Oh, because you're...
I like radishes and things like that.
There's nothing wrong. I mean, you're supposed to. Vegetables are good for you. I know that.
When the kids first started eating food, Michael, my first son, the pediatrician said to give vegetables first. You know,
That's smart.
Because if you give fruit, who doesn't like fruit?
Right.
It's sweet. It's good.
That's very
so
smart.
So my kids like vegetables, too. I don't know if that has anything to do with it, but they do.
Who's the celebrity that says that they have never in their life had a vegetable? Who is that? There's somebody famous who talks about it every once in a while that they have gone their whole life without eating a vegetable and they will continue. But I can't think of who it is.
We talked about it on the air and I can't remember who it was.
Whoever it is, I have some respect for that person. But I know it's not healthy.
It's not true either.
You don't think it's true?
No, because, I mean, I don't know. Somebody slipped in a green bean somewhere.
Maybe.
Tom Brady.
Is it Tom Brady?
I think it was Tom Brady.
No,
yes.
It can't
yes,
be.
I'm pretty sure.
Because he seems...
It was Tom Brady. I remember,
but yes, he seems so healthy.
He just doesn't like vegetables, and I think it came out that he said he's never had a vegetable, and I still don't believe him.
Wow, that would be something to go an entire life. And look at him. He's in great shape. So you would think if you were a part of some anti-vegetable council, you would use him as an example.
Okay, it wasn't vegetables. It was a strawberry.
Yeah.
He said he'd never had a strawberry.
That's him. Right. It's Tom Brady with strawberries, but there's some celebrity who said a couple of years ago, yeah, I've never had a vegetable in my life. I hate them. I'll never go near one. And I went, whoever that celebrity is, good for you.
According to thefreshtoast.com, Chrissy Teigen will not have Nutella. She hates it. I don't like it either at all. I don't like hazelnuts, and that's pretty much all it tastes like is hazelnuts.
You know what's funny
Mr.
is
Bay.
I don't Hazel, you're nuts. I don't think I've ever had Nutella, but I've had Nutella flavored things. Like there's a couple of ice cream places near me that do Nutella flavored or hazelnut, and I like that a lot, but I don't think I've ever had the spread itself.
I have, and it's just, I would never...
It's like peanut butter consistency, right? Isn't it?
Yeah,
Nutella kind of?
Yeah, chocolatey, nutty, and not good, in my opinion.
No?
Michelle Obama hates beets.
I honestly love them. I couldn't eat it. I can't even think about eating one.
I love them with just vinegar on them.
Really?
Oh, God. Now I want to go home and have a can of beets and some radishes. Tom Brady, strawberries and coffee. He hates both of those.
I'm halfway there.
But strawberries are one of the best.
Strawberries are so good. Why would you avoid strawberries?
He just didn't like the texture of it or something, and it looked weird. And
it does.
Yeah.
You have to admit, it kind of does. Because it's got those little pores that look like they could sprout plants from it.
Yeah, they're kind of...
It's like an alien fruit, strawberries.
In a garden.
DeVita?
No, the Food Network person. She does not
That's
like...
That's her name?
In a garden? I-N-A and then Garten. Like kindergarten.
It sounds so much like in a garden.
I know. And she doesn't like cilantro. And you either love it or you hate it. I will admit, I didn't really know what Mexican food consisted of. I liked Taco Bell. That's really all I ever ate.
Mm-hmm.
When I started dating Jimmy Mack, he's like, hey, why don't we go to this place with mole sauce? I'm like, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
I realized there was a whole, plethora of Mexican food that I didn't even know existed.
More authentic.
Yeah, like a chili relleno. I love that.
Yeah.
So he would get cilantro on things, and I'm like, oh, it kind of tastes like soap.
Right.
And I didn't know if I loved it. Now I can't get enough of it.
Really?
I think I just never had it.
Oh, I bet that's it.
And it's a little like, wow. But there are people that like despise it or like, I can't get enough of it.
When I would work in California, nearly every restaurant I would ever eat at, and not by choice, it just worked out that way, they would put cilantro on everything, no matter what you would order. That was just part of it. Have some cilantro on there.
And Khloe Kardashian does not eat pork. And the Queen does not like garlic.
That's, you know why that's good to know? Because I have to buy her a gift. I have to buy her a housewarming present. She bought a summer home in Elk Grove Village, and I was heading out there. So I will not get her. I was going to get her garlic. Now I know not to.
Ariana Grande does not like bananas, although she's allergic to them. So that's a pretty good reason.
That's a good reason.
Donald Trump does not like a pizza crust. He eats his slices with a knife and fork.
Oh,
he picks up off all the topping and just basically eats the cheese and the topping and doesn't eat the crust. I do that sometimes.
You do, yeah?
Sometimes. Gwyneth Paltrow does not like that spray cheese, the easy cheese.
Oh, Cheese Whiz?
No, Cheese Whiz is in a jar.
Is
easy
different?
Cheese is the aerosol.
Oh, right. They make aerosol cheese. I always forget.
Oprah doesn't say anything, so she must not
like...
She
likes it all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all I got. Oprah does not like chewing gum. I hate chewing gum. It makes me sick to think about it. When people chew loudly or smack it, I pull it out of their mouth. That's the worst.
Wow. And what an honor that would be to have Oprah reach into your mouth and pull your hubba bubba out.
And finally, Shawn Mendes has gone on record with his dislike of tomatoes.
Oh. I'm with you, Sean. I get it. I totally get it. All right, we'll take a break and then we'll close things up. Nate, I'm eating asparagus right now. It's awful.
They make asparagus flavored now and later?
Yeah. Part of their collection. Special summer collection. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We hope you enjoyed yourselves.
We did.
We did not talk about the Bulls or the NBA at all, as per your order. I didn't think we'd get through to the hour, but we did somehow. Tomorrow, do you want to try it again? Do it again tomorrow?
Let's do it.
We're in. All right. Bye, everybody. Thanks for listening. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.